Meanwhile, he had a job to do. No more waiting. He stood up, letting the crossword magazine tumble to the Turkish rug, and threw his mind at the breakers in the room. It wasn't hard. He'd been practicing almost daily for this moment, with Ted's help. And if it worked, if the breakers picked it up, rebroadcasting it and amping what Dinky could only suggest to the level of a command, why then it would rise. It would become the dominant chord in a new good mind gestalt. At least that was the hope. It's a fire, folks. There's a fire in the building. As if to underscore this, there was a soft bang and tinkle as something imploded and the first puff of smoke seeped from the ventilator panels. Breakers looked around with wide, dazed eyes, some getting to their feet. And Dinky sent, "Don't worry, don't panic, all is well. Walk up the..." He sent a perfect, practiced image of the north stairway, then added breakers. Breakers walking up the north stairway, breakers walking through the kitchen, crackle of fire, smell of smoke, but both coming from the guard's sleeping area in the west wing. And would anyone question the truth of this mental broadcast? Would anyone wonder who was beaming it out or why? Not now. Now they were only scared. Now they were wanting someone to tell them what to do, and Dinky Earnshaw was that someone. North stairway, walk up the north stairway, walk out onto the back lawn. And it worked. They began to walk that way, like sheep following a ram or horses following a stallion. Some were picking up the two basic ideas, no panic, no panic. North stairway, north stairway. And rebroadcasting them. And even better, Dinky heard it from above, too. From the Cantoy and the Tahin who had been observing from the balconies. No one ran and no one panicked. But the exodus up the north stairs had begun.